Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show, this is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Monday morning and 79 degrees. The nation's labor secretary says the economy is looking better than projected.
Secretary Eugene Scalia, appearing exclusively on Fox News Sunday, said the nearly 5 million jobs gained in June show the economy is on the way back. He does warn that coronavirus is still with us.
We have to keep an eye on that. I believe that we can continue to reopen our workplaces safely. Our workplaces can be very safe places to be.
Scalia says that's because the nation is better equipped to deal with this new surge with more equipment and hospital capacity. But masks and distancing remain important. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple called a special meeting of the City Council Friday to discuss and vote on a city ordinance mandating the use of face masks in public.
Following a four-hour session, the council voted 4-3 in favor of the ordinance, which begins immediately. Councilman James Clendenin tells KSN News he's asked for the Attorney General to issue an opinion about this ordinance.
The Attorney General has actually given an opinion about House Bill 2016 concerning the governor, any order that the governor may make concerning masks, and it's pretty clear that the county has the authority to do what they did.
Officials also included fines for not wearing a mask. The first violation, $25, the second, $50, a third, $100, with court costs associated with each violation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County health officials now reporting 1,564 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county. 28 residents have died. And the Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports 15,919 COVID-19 cases across the state. KDHE says 277 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19.
Kansas District 85 Representative Michael Capps tells KNSS News he was not involved in the production of the Protect Wichita Girls campaign that attacked Brandon Whipple during the Wichita mayoral race.
This story is like bad leftovers that have been in the refrigerator too long. You know you need to throw them out. But you know, when you open it, the stench is going to knock you out. Brandon Whipple filed a lawsuit nearly a year ago alleging that his feelings got hurt. Despite all the subpoenas, all the depositions, all the discovery, I'm not a party to this case. Why? As I've said all along, I had nothing to do with the production or distribution of that video.
Michael Capps, a guest on the John Whitmer Show, heard Sunday nights at 7 o'clock on KNSS.
A weekly Kansas newspaper has posted a cartoon on its Facebook page likening the governor's order requiring people to wear masks in public to the murder of millions of Jews during the Holocaust.
The Anderson County Review's editor and publisher is chairman of the Anderson County Republican Party. The cartoon posted Friday depicts Governor Laura Kelly wearing a mask with a Jewish Star of David on it, next to a drawing of people being loaded onto train cars. Its caption ends with, "Step onto the cattle car." Kelly called it deeply offensive. Publisher Dane Hicks defended the cartoon as commentary on Kelly's actions. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Arizona's coronavirus is spreading fear over the border in Mexico.
People in the town of Sonoyta, Mexico, just across the border from Lukeville, Arizona, were so concerned about the recent influx of COVID-19 cases that they briefly blocked the main road connecting the two cities this weekend. Sonoyta's mayor, Jose Ramos Arzate, said U.S. tourists shouldn't visit Mexico and other Americans should only cross for essential activities. Locals followed suit by blocking the road with their cars. But some were unhappy about this, especially some Mexican citizens who said they had the right to cross and because it's the quickest route to a seaside resort. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is warm and muggy across south central Kansas as we start the work week. We could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm as we go throughout the day, or high temperature 92. Again, rain chances about 20% into the evening or overnight low near 70, then sunny on Tuesday with a high in the low 90s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, 79 degrees. Lake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now's a great time to be a seller. Deadline's coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on a Monday morning. Entertainment news now, The Blur. With Ted Woodward, Ted.
Yeah, and since we last convened last week on The Blur, we had a huge death. Broadcaster Hugh Downs.
Good evening. I'm Hugh Downs.
And I'm Barbara Walters. And this is 2020.
It is indeed 2020, the year we lost award-winning broadcaster Hugh Downs at the age of 99. Downs died at his home in Scottsdale, Arizona, surrounded by loved ones. The broadcaster's career spanned over 60 years and included work on The Today Show, Concentration, and Tonight starring Jack Parr. But Downs might be best known for sitting alongside Barbara Walters on ABC's 2020 for 21 years. He was also the chairman of the Board of Governors of the National Space Society until last year and even has his own asteroid, 71,000 Hugh Downs. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Was he at one time he claimed the title of had the most TV FaceTime of anybody?
That was correct.
For a while there.
For a long, long time until, Regis eclipsed him.
Yeah.
But Hugh Downs held that record for many, many years.
He worked hard.
A documentary on women's fight for the right to vote.
They risk their safety.
5,000 women marching and surrounding them were 100,000 men.
PBS is set to air its miniseries on the hard-fought campaign and struggle for women to finally get the right to vote in the United States. The Vote premieres tonight and talks about the early 1900s movement regarding women's suffrage and more that would eventually lead to the 19th Amendment passing in 1920, allowing women the right to vote. 100 years later, PBS will tell the story about their bravery and the significance they had to endure in order to turn their dream into a reality. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
Scooby-Doo getting a scare this Halloween.
Hamilton, an American musical, is all the buzz now streaming on Disney Plus, but not without praise and criticism for Lin-Manuel Miranda over historical accuracy of the Broadway show. Plenty of praise for the story of Alexander Hamilton in a hip-hop format with a diverse cast, but some say it exaggerates Hamilton's opposition to slavery and offers a hero more palatable and attractive to contemporary audiences and should not be regarded as historical realism. Scooby and the gang are getting some help from friends in the upcoming Happy Halloween Scooby-Doo animated film. Distinguished guests include Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and Bill Nye, the Science Guy. Cassandra Peterson, of course, will be the voice of Elvira. Star Wars fans have to forego the 4K theater version of Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Disney canceled the theatrical release as a consequence of negotiations with theater exhibitors. The standard version is expected to be released to theaters. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
And even though theaters are closed, streaming is open.
The Fox Movie Profile with Fandango's Eric Davis. In Movies on Demand, there's the war drama The Outpost, based on real-life events.
It's based on a group of U.S. soldiers who are stationed at this outpost in Afghanistan, and they are relentlessly attacked by an overwhelming amount of Taliban insurgents.
Disney Plus has the long-awaited filmed version of Broadway's Hamilton with the original cast.
You get those close-ups and that facial expressions and the intricate dance moves or choreography that maybe you missed the first time around.
The Babysitter's Club gets a modern update as a Netflix series.
So what you're going to see from this version of the Babysitter's Club is that they're going to tackle topical events, you know, like racism and social injustice.
For a summer blockbuster, Fandango Now has a collection chosen by movie fans.
Leading that list is Jurassic Park, which is my personal favorite summer movie experience.
There's also Raiders of the Lost Ark, Empire Strikes Back, and more. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Even the world of gaming is blurring that fine line between news and entertainment. Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. Gamers.vote is looking to get players of high-profile competitive esports and others into a different competition, elections. Lynn Gilmartin, anchor of World Poker Tour on Fox Sports, encouraging registration in a Facebook video.
You have the power to have your say, so please don't take it for granted. Register today.
The organization is launching what they call the, quote, Level Up and Vote Gamers Vote-a-thon, starting on Independence Day, each day hosting events on Twitch and Facebook Gaming, with highly respected brands in the industry, like PC peripheral maker HyperX. They are also partnered with one of the most well-known esports organizations in the world, FaZe Clan. It won't just be large streamers who are involved. Gamers.vote has partnered with Checkpoint XB, Beasley Esports, and Georgia-based Swagged Out Nerds to encourage smaller creators to register gamers to vote. Maybe a good time to start that streaming career and get more voters in the boots. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
Start counting down the days. Shark Week.
Each year, Shark Week gets bigger and better. This year is no different. The Discovery Channel event returns August 9th through August 16th.
You believe this? I'm watching Shark Week last night, and I heard that the male shark has two...
Peters! Apparently, Mr. Peters already knew that a shark has two...
Members of the jury.
The week includes 20 hours of shark programming with informational shark stories that will celebrate the 20th anniversary of Air Jaws and take viewers to New Zealand, Australia, and South Africa to see how the global lockdown and reduced human activity has given sharks the opportunity to reclaim the seas. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
60 years ago on this day, a movie came out in Wichita movie theaters, The Bellboy. Starring Jerry Lewis. It was the first movie that he directed. In fact, he wrote it, produced it, and directed it. It's almost a silent movie. He only says 16 words, and those are all at the very end of the movie. Most of the movie is done with him just being a bellboy and just doing physical humor during the entire movie.
Yeah.
Some of which works, some of which doesn't, but, you know.
It's Jerry Lewis.
It's Jerry Lewis, right. Filming took place at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami Beach, Florida. He did film the movie there by day and then did the nightclub act at night. Jerry Lewis.
How about that?
The almost silent Jerry Lewis movie, The Bellboy, celebrating its 60th anniversary today. 70 years ago on this day, the release of the Three Stooges short, Self-Made Maids. And this one is a little unusual. It's only one of two Stooges films that has no supporting cast. The Three Stooges play every role in this one. They play themselves, who are artists, who fall in love with three models, who are also played by the Three Stooges. Of course, you've got Moe, Larry, and Shemp. You've got them playing the models, Moella, Lorraine, and Shempette. And then they get married to their intendeds and have children, who are named Murgatroyd, Baby Doll, and Junior. Self-Made Maids.
Well, I bet that's good.
Yeah, that's celebrating its 70th anniversary today. And our big actor birthday today is Ned Beatty.
Oh, yeah.
Who is retired. He's celebrating his 83rd birthday today. Ned Beatty. How many Oscars has he won?
I don't know.
Zero.
Zero.
How many Emmys has he won?
I don't know.
Zero. How many Golden Globes has he won?
None.
Right. Ned Beatty won any of the major awards. Never got up there to make a speech. The only thing he won was he did win a Drama Desk Award in the early 2000s for playing Big Daddy in Cat in the Hot Tin Roof on Broadway.
There you go.
But as
far
as
his other roles in movies?
Let's go with Network.
Okay.
Toy Story 3. His first movie was a little thing called Deliverance.
Yeah.
Okay. Nashville. All the President's Men. Silver Streak. Superman. Rudy. Among many, many, many
others.
He's
made some big hits.
Heck of an actor.
Yeah.
He was born in Louisville, Kentucky. He grew up singing in gospel and barbershop quartets and at his local church. He got a scholarship to go to college in Louisville. is singing in an a cappella choir at Transylvania University. He was a singer when he was growing up. Did not graduate, but eventually went into acting. And became a pretty darn good actor.
Good actor, yes,
in my opinion. Ned Beatty, happy birthday today. He is 83 today. And that's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They do professional major appliance repairs on most makes and models. So if your appliance is struggling, you call Terry and make an appointment now. And they'll get you fixed up. 409-1525 is that phone number. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
8:43 now. Steve and Ted in the morning. And the relocation for a local entertainment business. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, has that story and more coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.